Hello, Mind Meatheads. Yes, I'm the king of Mind Meatheads. It's my birthday today, and my big word today, I'm trying to expand my vocabulary. I think this is fitting for the current political climate. The big word for this week is plebiscite. Plebiscite, meaning the direct vote of all members of an electorate on an important public question such as a change in the constitution. You can stick your plebiscite up your ass, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. $160 million is stupid fucking plebiscite's going to cost the Australian people, taxpayers, over gay marriage. Now, I believe everyone is equal. Everyone is equal in this entire planet. Everyone should have a crack at everything the same, male, female, gay and lesbian. A lot of gay and lesbian friends, good people. I hug them, I kiss them every time I see them. I don't catch gay. Fucking if you're against gay and lesbian people, you're a fucking dickhead, okay? Plebiscite, stick it up your ass. I'm actually against marriage. I had a shit marriage. But, you know, everyone should be the same. No plebiscite. Fucking, we're all the same, you know. Be good to one another. Treat people like they want to be treated. Everyone should get the same rights in this country and all around the world. That's not going to happen all around the world, but this we're fucking going backwards here. Liberals, Labor, fucking get rid of this plebiscite. Malcolm Turnbull, you were fucking jellyback. Big word of the week. Oh, I've started out all angry on my birthday. Plebiscite is the big word. Let's get into the podcast. Oh, hello, Mind Meatheads. Mick Meredith here. Big day, and our international language of this podcast is Korean. I've been to Korea, been to Busan, and hello in Korean is Annyeong. Annyeong to all my Korean friends out there. There's a new saying for you, a new hello. If you're not Korean, Annyeong. Well, 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 it's great to be here. It's my birthday, my 51st birthday. I'm well into my 50s. I'm in my early 50s, my early 50s. Used to hate birthdays, now quite like them. Having a good day today. I've seen my dad. Not really. He said he was going to ring me, but I went and seen him, so he didn't have to. He's an interesting character. There'll be more on him at the end of the podcast. But I wake up this morning, got a lovely present, nice jacket, got Pixies tickets. Very excited. I love the Pixies, one of my favourite bands. They're not metal, don't know what you'd call them. They really influenced my guitar playing in the late 80s, early 90s. Different styles of guitar playing, and my bass playing was very similar to Kim Deal's when I played in bands. So I'm very excited to see the Pixies in March next year. But it is my birthday. I'm sitting in the bedroom overlooking Homebush Bay. Yes, Homebush Bay. It's not Blacktown. Ooh, things have happened. I'm having a homebrew German lager. It's delicious. I've bought myself some wagon wheels, an apple turnover. It's a good day. It's a good day. But I'm 51. Is that officially old now? I don't know. I feel good. I feel good. Those people who are a lot younger than me, I'll explain to you what 51 feels like. 51 feels pretty good. Here's my tip for you if you're young now, if you don't want to feel like shit at 51. And this is a work in progress, what I'm going for at the moment. I'm quite overweight. I'm losing weight, though. I'm power walking. I power walk every morning and I do a bit of training in the afternoon. I train twice a day. I've lost a lot of weight. At Homebush Bay, where I am, there's a place called the Bay Marker. Now, months ago when I used to walk past that place, I used to go, why would you want to do that? It's like a corkscrew up a hill, and you get to the top of the hill, and then you can see a lot of things from the hill, and then you corkscrew back down the hill, and I thought, what a fucking waste of time that is. Who would want to do that? And now I live for that. I go for a big run around the track, and then I run up the Bay Marker, and I just, all the way up, I'm just motivated. I'm very motivated. I'm fit. A little bit of jogging. A little bit of power walking. Well, my tip is, anyway, if you're not 51, you don't want to be, look, feel like, don't get fat. I got fat in my 30s, very fat. Put on lots of kilos. Like I was eight. I mean, I should be weighing in my 80s, 80 kilos. I'm in my hundreds. Too fat. But back to what I said before, are you officially old? I think being old is, I feel good. My joints are good. I've never had many diseases, which is good. Touch wood. I've only been in a hospital a few times with a hernia and appendicitis and gout. And that's all within the last 6 or 7 years. So up to then, very healthy. I've got a good body. A lot of women wouldn't say that, but I've got a good body. It's in working condition. I'm just reconditioning at the moment, but it's going okay. It's keeping me upright. Keep me out of the ground, so to speak. But here's my theory on getting older. You realise you're getting older when, when you're driving. I'm not a great driver. I could be a better driver. I've just started to work my way into the i30 that I bought. I wasn't a fan of it, but now I quite like it. Quite enjoy driving the i30. But, this is my theory on when you get older, when you can't drive, when you're just shit, when you're just driving down a 100K freeway at 65, 65 Ks. You know you're coming up to an old guy or an old lady. I guess you're an old driver. I've worked out now is when you're driving, when you're looking from behind, all you can see is two hands on the steering wheel and two shoulders, no head. And then you drive past, his head's actually lower than his shoulders. That's how you drive. That's how you drive when you're old, when your head is lower than your shoulders. We've all seen it. You know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to describe it with words. There's no pictures here. We all know that. You look like a fucking, fucked if I know, a lizard, some sort of lizard. But I'm going out tonight with the family. To a steakhouse for dinner, because everyone that's going is very fucking fussy. I'd go to somewhere much nicer if it was my pick. It should be my pick because it's my birthday, but got to please everybody, especially the children. Got to keep the kids happy. But, I've had some shitty birthdays over the year. I've just started to embrace birthdays. Because years ago, going back many years, my sister's 21st. I was 18 or 19. And I just started drinking. And I've always been a big drinker. Even when I was young, I could put away a lot of beers. I can put them down fast and usually handle it. But on this particular occasion, I didn't handle it. Got shit-faced. Just drank heaps of piss. And this is like early in the evening. I didn't make it until about, it was all over for about 9:30 for me. I went into my bedroom and my sister, because back in the old days, you used to get things for your glory box. She'd got a salad bowl for a glory box and I was chucking a whitey. I was going to have a bit of a vom. So I went in my bedroom, head turned sideways, grabbed the salad bowl on the way through, vommed into the salad bowl, all over my Ibanez Blazer guitar as well. So that was my first shitty birthday. Oh, before that, though, we used to always, when we were kids, must be about 12 or 13, we used to always go to the first McDonald's in Australia, where I grew up, Yagoona. Mum would all pay for bus tickets, and we'd all drive, get on the bus, me and about six mates from school, Robbie Gleason, David Finch, etc., get on the bus on the 73 from Yagoona into Yagoona McDonald's. It's about a 10-minute trip. All had our Miller shirts on, our Bogart jeans, and our slaps. That's what thongs were called back then, slaps. We go to Yagoona McDonald's, and fuck, we must have been arseholes too. We did. We did the gherkin race, throwing the gherkins on the windows. Because we used to have a window where you could watch the people work. That was a bit shit when you think about it. Just watching underpaid kids work at McDonald's while we fucking slap gherkins and have races down the fucking window. But they were good. They were good birthdays anyway. My 21st. This is my 21st. All my mates from school and work were there. Anyway, my mate, Stephen Fuller, he says, mate, I didn't buy you a present, but I rolled you a joint. It's really good shit. Be careful with it. And, you know, be careful with it back in those days mean fucking smoke it. So I'm already pissed. I go out the front, start smoking this joint. This lady pulls up in the car and I look at her and I went, oh, I think you're in the wrong place. And I'm stoned off me tits. And she's a big girl. Like she's 160 kilos. And I smoked with, I think I smoked it with Steve. And she says, no, I'm here for the 21st. I'm the fattogram. Someone had booked me a fucking fattogram. So I shat myself because I was young and shy and I'm hightailed it up the street. Steve Fuller's attacked me, tackled me, brought me back, called for all the backups. All my mates dragged me back inside and I had to watch this large lazy lady strip in front of me. It was a beautiful moment. That was my 21st. What other shit? I got arrested once on my birthday. I was drinking with my sister in Surry Hills, got pissed, had an argument on the train station with the train guard who then called the train police. Train police arrested me, threw me down the stairs, locked up for the night. That was a shit birthday, 30th birthday. Ill bolognese at Drummoyne, all my mates, we all went out. I was married at the time too. The beautiful ex-wife, Jennifer, she was there. We waited half an hour to get served. We were all pissed, blew up, fucking walked out, ended up on the piss. Oh, it was the old pub at Drummoyne. Can't remember that. Might have gone down to the rowers. 40th birthday, that was a bit of a disaster too. Had this evil girlfriend at the time. Oh, geez, we won't get into that one. But last year, my 50th, that brought everything back. My beautiful girl, DH, organised a pretend surprise birthday at Porked. It's a wonderful day. Got shit-faced. So that's redeemed my love for birthdays. So now I'm embracing birthdays. I'm very happy to have turned 51 today. It's the 51st birthday podcast. We'll see what we've got to say. Oh, yeah, I've been getting the mystery text messages off people today. You know when you just don't save numbers? And then when your birthday comes around, they obviously know it's your birthday. Good on them for remembering too. It could be anyone. Must get three or four every year of good on your champ. Happy birthday to you. Love you, mate. Catch up soon for a beer. Now, all the people I know, I keep their phone numbers, but I'm like, these are people from the past. But good on them. But I haven't got the balls to go, yeah, thanks. Who the fuck are you? Or should I be asking, who are you? I think I know one of them. All the time. And Christmas, you get it at Christmas too. They're just these mystery phone numbers that you can't work out who it is. But good on them. And then you get the beautiful fucking Facebook. Facebook's great for that shit. If anything Facebook is any good for, it is to make you feel good on your birthday and much loved. People are very sincere. People send you private messages. People send you messages on your timeline. I mean, I'm up to. I better check and get the number right. I'm up to just checking out my Facebook now. 146 people have posted wonderful things on my Facebook page. Happy birthday, Miko. Happy birthday, Beardy, though. I haven't got a beard anymore. Maybe they don't know. Maybe I'm an imposter now. Yeah, out of 965 friends, of course they're all real. I know them all. No, I do actually. I think I do because I just did a cull of about 500 people. So that's about, you know, 20% of people wishing me happy birthday. So I like Facebook for that thing. I mean, it's a bit of a love-hate relationship with Facebook, but I enjoy my birthday. So years gone by, I used to delete my account a couple of days before my birthday and then come back 2 days later. Fucking mental. I'm still enjoying my German lager on my birthday. Big news here. I've discovered something about myself. I'm a fucking man-child. I've enjoyed being a man child. I thought I've enjoyed being a man child. I've been a man child 100% the last 25 years. I need to grow up a bit. I've worked out you can't go full man child, especially at 51. It's like that movie Tropic Thunder, where Robert Downey Jr. says to Ben Stiller from his character in the movies, he said, "You should never go full retard. You should never go full man child." I've gone full man child for the last 25 years. It's probably what broke up my marriage when I think about it. I mean, my mate's penis might have got involved in that, but I won't get into that. But I should really explain that, shouldn't I? Well, go back a few episodes. Fuck yous. Remember, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. My mate's penis. I don't want to talk about that. No, I've gone full man child. I've worked out if there's got to be a percentage of man child. The thing is, though, this has been a lot of talk about it over the last few podcasts. I probably shouldn't. People have told me too much talk about the breakup. Still in love, back together. Weird 5 weeks I've had apart, been back together a couple of weeks because I've decided not to be a full man child. She likes the part man child. I think it's about 50% man child you need to be, and the other 50% have to be an adult. I've decided to coexist, my first coexisting living together with a woman since my ex-wife. 12 years I've been living hardcore man-child, avoiding responsibilities of living with a woman. I've had offers, knocked it back. This lady's offered for 3 years, but I've decided to coexist. I'm pretty much coexisting right now. I'm into it. I'm enjoying it. I feel better. I think that's what's... I've dropped down some walls. Coexist. I think I might go into this more on another podcast, but I thought I'd just throw this in here as a little grab. All you guys out there who think you can be a man child forever, it's going to be a lonely life as an old man, I've decided. Just 50% man child. Half your life should be man childing, or half, I don't know. Man childing's good because it's good to be fun, but it's also good to be sensible. Now, I've been thinking about this a long time, of talking to my dad about a few things in his life. My dad, we've had a difficult relationship, me and my father. I went round and visited him today on my birthday. We have a little thing called, which I've been doing for the past few years, called Pie Day. I go to his favourite pie shop at Beerong, Diane's Cakes. I think my sister might even work there years ago, at Beerong, which is a little suburb between Yaguna and Regent's Park. Ooh, excuse me. A little bit of a German lager burp. So I always pick up about four pies, a couple of loaves of bread, some Lamingtons, cream bun. And we just sit on the front porch and just chat, talk shit. And I take photos and I post it to Instagram. And people think I'm a nice guy because I visit my old dad and have a pie with him. But it's been a difficult relationship, me and my dad. He was not a great dad. In fact, I hated him for many, many years. And then even the last, I couldn't even count, 10 years I've started to, and he's still not a dad to me. He's just a nice old dude who I love. And we've never said to each other openly that we love each other. I've never heard the words. I might have said it to him when I was a little boy, I can remember. But he was distant. He was a drinker, great sportsman. I could never live up to his reputation as a great sportsman. I was a good sportsman, but I always looked to the hill where he would stand on his own and watch me play sport. And I'd do something good and look to him, and he just would show this blank expression. I quit sport probably because of him. He was a good drinker and I became a good drinker. I don't think it's a great thing to have, but I do enjoy my beers. I do enjoy having a good time. I think I control it to a certain extent where I don't go too far. Sometimes I do. Fuck, you have to. Life's fucking hard. But anyway, I sat down with my father, Charles Michael Meredith. I'm Michael Charles Meredith. He's commonly known Chicka or the Wombat. I sat down with him on the front porch where he spends all his life. just sitting there watching the world go by. And I asked him some questions. Nothing difficult. It was just a nice little chat on my birthday. And it was a good birthday. Here he is, Charles Michael Meredith, Chica, the Wombat.
I've got to ask you a few questions for me podcast. You know what a podcast is, Father?
A what?
A podcast.
A podcast?
Podcast.
What is it?
It's like a radio show.
What are you doing something on it?
So how old were you last birthday?
What?
How old were you last birthday?
88.
88? I thought you were 89.
No, it's so crazy. I don't know why.
What year were you born?
28.
1928.
18.
18th of August, 1928.
Yep.
Where were you born?
Chapel Road, Bankstown.
What's in Chapel Road? Oh, that were you.
That was the real. There was two nurses. They had local hospitals.
Oh, right.
Nurse Bowers was one.
Yeah.
I can't think of the other one.
What about you lived in Bankstown your whole life?
Yep.
Never lived anywhere else?
No.
How many houses you lived in? This one in Yaguna?
Yeah. Lived in Edgar Street.
So only lived in two houses, three houses. You live in the one in Beaconsfield Street?
No. Well, I lived in the one in Fitzpatrick Street for a little while, not very long.
Right. And you were a plumber all your life?
Yeah.
Since you were, what, 16, 15?
No, I think it was, I was 16.
And where'd you meet Mum?
At the Masonic Hall, Bankstown.
How long were you married to Mum for?
Well, nearly 60 years, wasn't it?
60? Well, you still are, basically, aren't you? And you're a fine sportsman. What sports did you play?
Played everything, just about, didn't I?
Was it soccer on a Saturday and rugby league on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Who did you play soccer for?
Oh, shit. Kicked off years ago with Condell Park.
Yeah.
Then I played with Bankstown United. Then I got picked for Buddy, what do you know, Canterbury.
Canterbury? Soccer?
Soccer.
What about rugby league? Did you play for? Oh, what position are you in soccer?
Nearly all the time in goals.
Right.
I don't play any position.
You could.
I can kick both feet.
All right. Ambidextrous. Didn't you get your teeth kicked in?
Aye.
Did you get your teeth kicked in goals?
Yeah, top ones.
Top ones. Mum was there to watch that, wasn't she?
No, she used to go to all the soccer games.
Who'd you play for in rugby league?
Aye.
Who'd you play for in rugby league?
Bankstown United.
What position?
On a wing.
You were fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a try-scoring machine.
Well, I scored a lot of tries.
That was before Canterbury Bankstown, wasn't it? They weren't around then, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, they were.
Canterbury Bankstown is a pretty old team.
30s, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. But they had some good players, Canterbury.
Who was the best footballer ever seen, rugby league player ever seen?
Oh, I suppose they done. Thurston, I suppose.
Thurston now? You still watch? Who's going to win the footy this year?
Oh, of course not.
What about from the old days? Who was the best footballer?
Oh, what's the name of it? A very good centre, Ron Bailey.
Ron Bailey, who did he play for?
Canterbury.
Is that right? Never heard of him. You represent?
Yeah, no, yeah.
What about Raper?
He wasn't bad.
Gaznia?
Gaznia, pretty good footballer.
So Thurston's the best you've seen?
Thurston's the best footballer of the day. Canterbury's a resulting finale.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone else, Canterbury, done the same thing with too.
Canterbury? They've done it. They did it with Lammy years ago, and then he went back. Terry Lamb. Went to the Magpies.
He was a Bankstown junior.
Yeah.
Robbo was a Bankstown junior.
Jeff Robinson?
I haven't seen Robbo for a long time here.
You still do the Punters Club?
Me?
You don't get across now.
Yeah, I go over to the club here. I don't, haven't been going very much because I haven't been able to walk properly. I get the bloody shakes and fall over.
Well, you're pretty old. So who's the best sports person you've ever seen?
All round sports?
Hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, see what goes up every bloody day with that door. See them papers laying on the footpath up there now? See it over there?
Yeah.
She'll most probably pick all of them up and throw them over that front fence.
Well, we'll wait and see, shall we? This is a bit of a gossip happening here.
Where's Sheila? Best sportsman.
Best sports person. Sheila, bloke. There she goes. You're very correct there, for.
She's on the roof of that piece. Oh, no, she's not picking. Oh, that must be a paper. See, that's the, I don't pick the papers up.
Where does she live?
Christ knows where she comes from. Well,
so you sit on the front porch all day. What time do you wake up in the morning?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning? You do not.
I was up at 4 o'clock this morning.
And what do you do?
We had to go to the bloody doctor at bloody 8 o'clock.
So you got up at 4 o'clock.
Well, I got to go. I slept good. See, what happened? I haven't been sleeping very good. And now since I've taken antibiotics, that was my first night,
yeah.
I slept good.
Yeah.
Until about 3 o'clock.
What time?
I went to bed at 5 o'clock.
What time do you have dinner?
Oh, any old time. But I eat all day. I get arrowroot biscuits and eat that.
So who's the best sports person? Get back to the question.
I can't bloody think.
Dawny Fraser, was she good?
No, we never have Dawn.
Alright. What about boxer? Who's the best boxer? You were a boxing fan, weren't you?
Yeah. Best boxers.
Yeah.
Vic Patrick.
Australian?
Yeah, he's just Australian.
What weight?
No, he was an Italian, Vic Patrick.
Doesn't sound very Italian.
No, his right name was Vic Patrick Luger.
He changed it.
Yeah, but he fought under the name of Vic Patrick.
What year?
Oh, Christ, he was back in the 40s.
What weight?
Lightweight.
Oh, yeah.
He should have won a world's title, Vic Patrick.
And why didn't he?
Well, he just struck a bloke a bit too good for him.
Oh, right.
Ike Williams and Freddie Dawson.
Oh, right.
He could box Freddie Dawson.
Are they Aussies?
No, Yanks.
Oh, right.
I seen.
Did you ever go see the big fights at the stadium? Was it the stadium?
Yeah, but I used to go with Wicks, Frankie Wicks.
All right.
His father was one of the usherettes in Ushcutters Bay. He used to get us a ticket.
What was the atmosphere like? It was a tin shed, wasn't it?
Yeah, a big tin shed.
It'd be stinking hot.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty hot there, not weather.
How many people they fit in there?
Oh, Jesus, it was used to fit a lot in them. That's not my. Oh, no, that's bloody murder. The old tin stadium. Oh, and then there was a. I used to go to what's the name? Leichhardt Stadium, sometimes on a Saturday night.
Where was Leichhardt Stadium?
In Darling Street. Darling Street.
And how I mean that old?
Oh, it held a lot. It was a pretty big joint.
How did you get around?
Hey?
How did you get in there?
To Leichhardt?
Yeah.
Get the bus and the tram.
Yeah.
They used to have wrestling.
Oh, right.
And then they'd have, they used to have 1 8-round fight, and then they'd have 2 lightweight wrestlers,
right.
And then the main wrestle.
Right.
All the no overs.
Did you do any boxing?
I used to do a bit of sparring occasionally.
Didn't mind throwing them. So when did you retire from sport?
From sport?
Mm.
I was 38.
38?
38.
38. What were you playing?
Soccer.
Soccer? At Incombe. Yeah. That's a good... You were a referee too, weren't you?
We had a good... all ages. After I played grade soccer, I come back and played with Condell Park.
Right. So you better soccer player than rugby league player?
Yeah. Kathy got an old photo somewhere. That's back in bloody 35 when I was on him. That's when I first started.
Oh, I know that one, yeah. The black and white shirts.
Yeah. First started playing soccer. Condell Park. And it was in Canterbury, was the competition.
Right.
There were no Bankstown comp then. Bankstown started in 52.
How good is your memory?
Eh?
How good is your memory? You can remember fucking things I can.
And when I come back from... I played with Canterbury in gold. And... that's when we had a real good side. That was bloody. And then I played a couple of first grade games when Stan Pavitt was Canterbury Bankstown's goalkeeper, and he got a couple of broken ribs by a bastard. He got me too.
How'd you go with the step up?
Huh?
How'd you go with the step up? First grade.
Oh, I was all right. What's her name? That was what's her name that kicked me too fair.
Who?
Frank Parsons.
I don't remember their names.
They're 7 foot fucking tall.
Why did he kick your teeth out? Because you went for the ball?
Oh, he's a centre forward.
He just
moved fast bastard.
He did it on purpose?
Well, you would not know what he got done on purpose.
Didn't get sent off?
No. It was just accidental. What's the name of the best player I played with? Reg Date.
Reg Date.
Come from Newcastle.
Reggie Date from Newcastle. Good name.
You kick a soccer ball and break the crossbar from the goalpost.
Fair dinkum.
That's how bloody hard he kicked the bastard. Reg Date. Walker Wallace. Them blokes playing for Canterbury. In 1946, they had a crack team, Australian team. The Pommies come out here. And the Pommies beat Australia 17-1.
In soccer, fair dinkum.
That's a record.
We had too many white guys back then. What year was that?
I think that was in the 40s.
Yeah, we didn't have migration. Too many Anglos.
They had a float come out here with them. The Chinaman. Kui Kong Young. Left winger.
Kui Kong Young. Yeah. Played for England.
Wagga Wallace. He was one of Australia's top soccer players.
Oh, right, he played for Australia.
Oh, Wagga Wallet. He said the bastard's got the ball tied to his foot. He was a funny bastard, Wagga Wallet.
Oh, yeah, I have some gigs coming up too before I say goodbye in Korean. Playing the Old Manly Boat Shed, which is a Monday night.
12th of September and the Oatley Hotel, they go hand in hand, them two gigs, on the 14th of September. See you there. I think it's like $8 to get in, playing with two other comics. I'm not sure yet. I might say that in the next podcast, but come out and see me live. Mind Meat Live. And goodbye in Korean is also Annyeong. I love these languages that just have the same hello and goodbye. It makes life a whole lot fucking simpler. So Annyeong, farewell, goodbye. See you, listen to you, hear me next time on the Mind Meat Podcast. Mick Meredith, 1 year older. Annyeong.